Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines.
The city of Northfield has launched a new program to hear from business owners and leaders to see how the city can better serve them. The program is a partnership between the city and the University of Minnesota Extension. City staff and volunteers interview business leaders to learn about general community concerns, challenges, opportunities, business operations, and the local economic outlook. Staff member with the Community Development Department, Emery John, explained what the interview process looks like.
This is usually two interviewers come and interview a business owner instead of just one. So there's a lot of information being taken in, written down, and that becomes codified in a part of this project that feels kind of more real than just a survey would, right? You're not just filling out numbers, you're really having a conversation.
The U of M Extension handles the data and creates the final report for the city. Specific data about individual businesses will be kept private. Only averages will be revealed in the report. However, Emery noted that businesses can agree to have staff begin working on some immediate problems.
So whether that be us being able to target like a pothole, that sort of fix, that level of involvement, right? A business owner can consent to that information being shared internally if it's a solutions-driven kind of conversation.
Interviews have been ongoing through November and well into the new year. Interviews take less than an hour, and businesses are asked to review the questions beforehand. Any business that is interested in participating in an interview can visit northfieldmn.gov/CBC and complete the form on that page. The Northfield School Board meets tonight for a relatively light meeting. On the agenda is a review of employee engagement. The board will hear how the district works to provide staff members with a voice in the workplace and measure employee engagement. The board will also hear Dr. Matt Hillman's first high school construction project update. The board has one more meeting scheduled for 2024, which will take place on December 9th. The meeting will also be the district's Truth in Taxation presentation, during which staff will review the school's budget and tax levy in depth. Board members and the public will be able to ask questions at that time as well. Unlike city and county governments, school district taxes are set by local voters by referendum, meaning that there is less adjustments to the taxes overall. You can learn more about school funding and taxes on our website in today's news, where we have linked some previous news stories. The first meeting of the new year will take place on January 13th. If you are interested in attending the school board meeting, the meetings are held in the district office boardroom. Use door number 2, located on the north side of the district office on 2nd Street West. The meetings are also streamed live on Zoom. You can find the link to the video at northfieldschools.org. Recordings of the meeting are also posted on the district's YouTube page. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 p.m. Also meeting tonight is the Dundas City Council, which meets for one of their last meetings of the year. The main item on the agenda is several ordinances related to the sale of cannabis in the city. Like Northfield and other cities, Dundas is looking to pass a set of local regulations before the start of 2025, when the sale of cannabis becomes legal in Minnesota. The Dundas City Council is scheduled to meet one last time for the year on December 9th, which will be their Truth in Taxation presentation. In September, the council set a preliminary tax levy of 5.5%. Here's City Administrator Janelle Teppin.
Direction from the council was, after looking it all over through these two work sessions, was to come back with a flat tax rate for 2025. And so what that equates to is a 5.18% increase for the preliminary levy in 2025. And how that affects properties in Dundas will depend on where the county comes in on assessments.
You can learn more about the proposed budget on our website. We'll have a link to previous news stories we've done about it. Tonight's meeting starts at 7 p.m. in the council chambers of Dundas City Hall. Starting tonight, we'll begin a recount of the Faribault School Board election results. Pursuant to Minnesota state law, a recount has been requested by candidate Richard Olson, and based on the margin between candidates, the recount must be provided without cost to the candidate. In the unofficial election results, Olson was 17 votes short from qualifying for one of the three seats up for the election. The Rice County Elections Office will conduct the recount today, starting at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Additional time for the recount will be Tuesday and Wednesday from 8:30 to 5 p.m. The recount will take place in the Rice County Government Services Building training room. The candidates are allowed to appoint representatives to observe the counting, and the recount is open for the public to watch. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.